You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
So today on Finishing Well, interesting topic, no doubt, 401k slash IRAs, wake-up call. And I'm sure that you might have had a wake-up call or two. You know, God really put that on my heart, honestly, as I was studying His Word this week. And it specifically, because this is where He took me, to the whole idea of waking up. And interestingly, the first place that I found that was in Deuteronomy 32:11. And that's where it says, as an eagle stirs up its nest and hovers its wing over its young, he spreads his wings and catches them, lifts them up on his pinions. So I don't know if you ever thought about it, but at some point in time, those baby eagles eat a lot of food. And it's time for them to go and become, you know, mature eagles. And so the eagle has a very interesting thing. Apparently God knows this because he put it in Deuteronomy there, that when it rustles up its nest, it literally makes it very, very uncomfortable to sit in the nest anymore. They put stickers in there, or they move branches into places where, you know, the chicks can no longer just sit back and rest, that they're going to get real anxious. And if they don't, you know, do what they need to do, they'll just snatch them up and take them for a little flight and just, here you go, buddy. It's, you know, but they will catch them in their pinions if they begin to fall. But, you know, we are kind of experiencing this right now in so many different ways, you know, that God's trying to show me that for a lot of folks, they're looking at their account balances on their 401k or their IRAs, and they're like, what has happened?
Yeah, or not looking at them, but thinking they should. I mean, there's one client that called me this week, and she's not actually a client, and she was just distraught. I mean, she's just and asking me what to do. And, you know, I listened to her, and I really felt for her, and I prayed for her. And but she's not a client. I mean, she never came in and did the stuff that we were telling her to do or suggesting to her to do. And I don't think she even liked it when we were giving her a sample of it on the front end. And she's actually a listener of the show. So, and she wouldn't even look at it. I mean, she hadn't looked at it. So she didn't even know, because after a while in the conversation, I started asking her for numbers, and I was real clear I didn't want her to just go sell it, because she presented this binary decision to me, like, should I keep it or should I sell? And I'm just, yeah, I'm saying keep it. I mean, I just, without completely giving her a recommendation, and I explained to her a little bit why, but it's just, there's just a lot of fear running around, and I'm with you. It's a wake-up call. And this lady is probably 65 years old, still working. But I thought what we'd do today is talk a little bit about really what stage in life and when you're going to need this money. So if you're 30 or 40 years old, I mean, sure, you don't like your balance going down, but if you think about this for a minute, you're already having a paycheck probably since the big market down. So you're buying stocks at cheap prices. I mean, it's just, and you'll keep buying them as long as the market's down. So people that have a lot of years to retirement, this is a little bit disheartening, but it's, you know, it's a wake-up call in the sense that it's just, I need to start paying attention to this and paying attention to how this is invested. And so what I would suggest for you, if you have a lot of years to retirement, is get involved in this. Look where you're invested, how much risk you have in there, and make sure that it's what you want it to be. And I'll be glad to help you out with it. Any other financial professional That is one of the bad things about 401ks is they kind of just leave it to the employee to make their decisions. And a lot of them didn't put too much research, and perhaps you didn't put a lot of research into that. So for the younger people, it's a wake-up call, but it's also giving you using dollar-cost averaging, which is you're going to buy your stock at all different prices because you're putting it in every paycheck. This gives you an opportunity to buy where stock's on sale for a bit. It's eventually going to go back up. I mean, it's just a question of whether it's hit bottom yet. Then when if we start talking about people that are 50, now it gets a little bit different. You probably have a bigger balance, certainly, than you did when you were 40, because you've added to it for 10 years. And then it's also the last 11 years have just been the longest running bull market ever. So if you're heavily invested in stocks, you've got a big balance, and you really had counted that on your balance sheet. And then all of a sudden, you watch that disappear in a day or over several days, and perhaps don't completely understand it. And I'm going to talk a little bit about why I think this happened beyond the coronavirus. But somebody that's 50, you really need to take a look at your investment allocations. And, you know, my thinking is if you're planning on retiring when you're like 65, well, you still got 15 years, so you shouldn't panic. You've got a lot of time to make up ground. You're still going to be adding for a number of years. Even if you were going to retire at 60 from this job, you still got some time. But if you're one of these people that just checks some boxes on your 401k and you really haven't looked at it other than the balance, this is going to be a good time to really do some research. And I would be fine. I would be glad to help you with that if you want to give me a call. Now let's talk about people that are 60, 65, 70, somewhere in the 60s, and you're right at retired. You're either retired already. This money may already be over in an IRA or not. It could be sitting at the 401k. This is really a wake-up call because you've probably been counting on that money for something and just to live on when you're in retirement, and you've been counting all of it and you've been watching it go up. Have you been paying a lot of attention to what it's invested in? Because if you have an IRA or you have a 401k, you've got a huge range of investment options inside of there. And if you're not real familiar with those and how it's all allocated and when you're going to, you know, if you don't have a financial plan tied to this, this would be a good time to do that.
Yeah, because a lot of us, you know, we didn't do a lot of, we had three boxes to check, you know, the risky or the not so risky and the, you know, conservative kind of thing. And like, you know, well, we saw our partner, you know, that he's like, man, my thing's going up and up. Well, I got to do what you do. And so, you know, we made those decisions based on not a lot of planning, but one on we saw on our coworkers. And what they had going, and now we found out what risky is, and the age that you're discovering risky is
well, it's amazing to me how much people with 401ks that haven't done a lot of research, how much of that they'll attribute to the actual fund company that's behind the money there. So, oh, I got all mine in Templeton funds, and they're good. They've been going up and, you know, and they're just, so whatever you do, keep me in those Templeton funds when, you know, or it's just some other one or Vanguard or whomever. And I mean, they all pretty much do about the same, especially if they're investing in the same sector. And it just speaks to me of the lack of information about that. And when I get some of these folks that are really when we're digging down and doing this work, I almost start to hear a little bit of entitlement to a return, investing in stocks. It's like, well, I've made money for 11 years, and they can't put a number on it, but it's just been up, up, up. They kind of remember 2008. Oh, yeah, we lost money, but we hung in there, you know. And so, yeah, you were also 11 years younger then, okay, and that much further away from retirement. So this is just a big wake-up call. And the message here that I want to get across is it's time to really learn, like, what it is you own. What are you invested in?
And there's a couple we talked about before the show, actually bigger wake-up calls that would be more significant. Like, wow, I don't really know who my beneficiary was when I originally took this IRA. That's like this. If you're going to look into your IRA, that would be like number one on the list. Like, where is that going?
Even if you do think you know, it probably wouldn't be a bad idea if you haven't looked at it in years to just check it. And I think I made the point on the show earlier. Thanks for bringing that up. That, I mean, when we were getting ready for the show, is this is a wake-up call, but it would be more threatening if somebody told you or if the market told you or something that your beneficiary is not who you think it is. You know, perhaps you've had a second child since then, or perhaps you've gotten married and you didn't make the change. Perhaps you've gotten divorced and you haven't made the change.
My father had a life insurance policy, you know, because you got beneficiaries on IRAs and 401ks. But yeah, life insurance policy that he had designated to a trust, you know, 25 years ago that had long since become something else. And it was a lot of work and a lot of expense to unwind all that. And it was just a matter of, you know, he set it up 30 years ago.
Well, and that was something you could unwind. I mean, if you've got, like, you put your brother down because you started before you were married, and then you've never changed it to your spouse, and then you've had kids, and you die suddenly, your brother's going to get a check. Now, whether he gives that to, turns that over to your spouse or whatever, and he's going to have to pay the taxes on it too, if it's a traditional IRA or traditional 401k. So it's just something to think about. If this is going to be a wake-up call where we're going to look in and learn about our investments and learn specifically what we're in and what our options are, let's take a look at the beneficiary as well. And so there's more.
Yeah, there's a few more wake-up calls that we got to do, but we got to go to a break. So we want to remind you that this show is being brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. If you go to CardinalGuide.com, you can get Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, by, you know, simply ordering it there, or you can email Hans. He'll send it to you, or get one of the 7 worries tabs, which today we're talking about IRAs and 401k. So when we come back, oh my goodness, we have some more of those, like, wake-up calls that I think we all need to heed if we're looking at what God may be showing us. And again, the ultimate wake-up call, Hans, is, you know, we got to have atonement. We got to have Jesus. And no matter what happens, you know, we're going to be good if we have that particular beneficiary. We're his beneficiary. He's the one taking us up in his talents. We'll be right back.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show is a 401k/IRA wake-up call. And as we're discovering, it's not just a wake-up call to where you haven't invested, but there's other little bombshells that might be waiting inside those funds that it's a good time to take a look at, since clearly, you know, something's been brought to our attention.
Well, yeah. So what are the areas of concern? I mean, obviously, the amount that it's worth, or the investment return or lack thereof, or the negative return is the number one thing in people's book. A lot of people check their IRAs or their 401ks regularly. I mean, you can just go online. Once people do that, they're going to check that balance, and that could be all they're checking. And my suggestions to you is get yourself some education on that. A lot of it's right there at the same website. You can also do that risk profile analysis they call it Goal Maker some places, but it's just it's a program that'll walk you through and show you how to allocate your investments based upon your personal preferences. Some questions they're going to ask you. And then we had just spoken about beneficiaries. I can't tell you the number of wrong beneficiary cases we deal with, either finding them after somebody died where we're dealing with the beneficiaries and finding out things weren't like they thought, or what's better than that is we're finding them when we're requiring the people that are new clients to bring these things in and inquire about that, and we're finding a lot of this stuff, just a wrong beneficiary, a wrong succession of beneficiaries or deceased people. So we brought that up. And really the next area of wake-up call that it's too late when it happens to you is the amount of income taxes that you're going to have to pay on this balance in the IRA. It's like you've got a partner that's a part owner of your IRA, and he's called Uncle Sam. I mean, and it really comes at its worst from drawing a big hunk of it out all at once. I mean, I'm just hoping and praying that we don't have a lot of people that now they lost a big amount, and then
the other situation is they might find themselves laid off.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. So they lost a big amount, then they get laid off from their job, and then they make a withdrawal from the smaller balance, and it's a big hunk of a withdrawal, and then they got to pay taxes, and if they're under 59 and a half, they got to pay penalties. And so we got to look for, I mean, I'm not going to fault anybody. Is if that's your only source of money and you got to live, and you know, this thing is an extended thing. I'm not going to say don't do that, but it's just, that's kind of one of those hidden wake up calls is what the tax liabilities are for drawing out a hunk of money out of an IRA.
At least, you know, ask somebody or get some information, because you have an option when you take that money to set some of it aside for when Uncle Sam does come to call.
Absolutely.
And so if you're thinking it's only, you know, the regular tax rate and you're not figuring in the penalties, you can really hurt yourself.
Well, yeah, and it's just of a hunk of money creates a big tax. And you got to pull out the tax as well. So if you were going to pull 50 grand out of there, I mean, then you withhold the tax, and that's going to need to be 20%, you know.
And penalties.
And penalties. And, you know, you start putting that in there, so then you're only going to get about 30-some grand. And if you just need it, you need it. But, you know, just understand that's really depleting your retirement savings. But anyhow, the point that we want to make, we don't want to get down in the specifics about 401k loans so much as we want to just talk about the tax liability that's just laying there in your 401k. And that speaks to what's the whole thing? What is their money sitting there? Why are you accumulating money in there, in that or an IRA? And the answer to that question is for retirement and for retirement income. So you used to have pensions years ago, and those are pretty much gone unless you work for the government or a huge company that still has those. And they were replaced with a defined contribution account. So you're in charge of this money. I mean, it's just, and you can accumulate as much and as well as you can invest and as well as you can save and company matches. And then you also have the problem that when you retire, you've got to create an income from this. It isn't just as simple as calling them up and saying, I want this much money. Because if you come to me for that, I'm going to be left with the burden of making that money last for your whole lifetime, and we don't know how long you're going to live. So we can only estimate things, but it's just what I want to get people clear on is that when you do start drawing this money out, it's probably going to be at retirement. That's when we want that. And then you're going to owe taxes on it. And if you don't do this in a smart way, you're going to owe a lot of taxes. So there's a smart way, and then there's the pay high taxes way. And if you just leave it there, if you just leave it there like a lot of people do to accumulate until you die, and then it goes to your heirs or your kids or your spouse or whomever, then you've just postponed a tax problem. And I can tell you this right now, when your kids inherit that money, even though there's some tax strategies they can use, they're going to want the money. And so they're going to, you know, all half of that's going to get wiped out in income taxes, or 40%, or because if they take a big lump and add it to their income, it's going to have high tax rates. So, you know, there's a lot more to worry about than the balance going up and down and the investment. Although that's the worry that's on everybody's mind, that's what we're going to deal with. I just wanted to point out some of these other things that potentially are even more important.
Right, right. They're wake-up calls, too. It's like, well, I'm taking a look at something I hadn't looked at a while, and now let me think about that. And then, you know, while we're on that subject, I mean, we would be remiss if we didn't mention Roth.
Well, yeah. I mean, are you talking about your Uncle Roth? Or?
Yeah.
Now,
old Roth Dillmore, you remember him?
Yeah, Roth is a type of IRA named after a guy. I don't remember what his first name was, but he was a congressman that sponsored the bill, and it was back in 1997. So Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks are 23 years old. And all a Roth simply means is you've already paid taxes on the contributions. So you don't have to pay tax on money coming out of a Roth, and you don't ever pay tax on the gains. So with a traditional IRA or 401k, you still owe income tax on any money you pull out of there. Your partner, Uncle Sam, is going to get a piece of that. And that's what I make my business of, trying to minimize that. But it's still there. You're going to have to pay taxes. If you have a Roth, and you can do such a thing as called a Roth conversion. So this is probably the worst time in the world to be talking about that. Hey, my balance just went down, you know, a lot. And now I'm sitting here, and now you're telling me to start paying taxes on some of the money to move it over to a Roth so I won't have to pay taxes later. I think I'm done with you. I mean, it's just, but... It well, really begs to, that's what I'm doing personally is, and I've been doing it for years, is I want, when I get to be 70, I want my IRA money that's left, or most of it, to be over on the raw side, meaning I'm going to have all the taxes taken care of while I'm working, and I'm going to have a tax-free retirement.
And then there's those people right now who are in their 30s, 40s, 50s that can change their 401k right now to a Roth and really protect their future tax-wise, you know, making that decision right now.
I have several listeners to this show that are in exactly that same situation, most of them in their 50s, some in their 40s, that they had the first meeting with us, and we're still deciding whether we're going to work together, but I give away a lot of free advice during that those first meetings. I'm glad to do it, and I have several of them that have gone back after that meeting and went on the computer and discovered their Roth IRA and changed their allocations that day, so that, you know, where they were putting 10% of their income into the traditional, and sure, they were saving on taxes, they thought. They were just postponing taxes.
Right.
And so they changed their allocation to 10% Roth, so they don't get any tax deductions, so that affected their net check. But now they're accumulating an account. And then I have one of them, I know for sure, has come back to us and hired us to put a Roth conversion plan together, that he's wanting to move money that he has in IRAs and 401ks, all of it, because he's in his mid-50s, so that by the time he retires, he's doing the same thing I'm doing.
Right. So the actual wake-up call that a lot of people are experiencing is watching that thing decline. And what's the strategy that you would recommend for them?
What I would say is don't make rash decisions. I mean, don't just go in and do something you're going to regret later. My suggestion is that you'd consult another financial professional and just have them look at that.
Yeah, because it the idea of, you know, that God has stirred up our nest a little bit, and he's put a few burrs in our situation. And, you know, ultimately, he wants our attention to put our faith and trust in, you know, in that and in his atonement for us. But, you know, on a practical side, right, we're looking to take care of our families and secure our futures and finish well. And so, you know, part of the way we do that here is through cardinalguide.com, where we have, you know, Hans's complete book and the workbook, the complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. It's got all sorts of charts and stories and simple ways to learn this stuff, so that you know, you feel like you have some sense of what you're talking about, even when you're talking to that financial professional that you have. You know, I can't tell you how much it's helped me to sit in on the show, you know, which obviously you can get the podcast at.
Well, yeah, you can listen to back podcasts. I mean, you can, they're all in a bank on the podcast apps. So, you know, believe me, I'm as troubled by all this stuff as all of you are. And, you know, I'm just praying that, you know, we've hit a bottom. And also that we're going to need some patience here, that it may not retreat as quickly as it went down, and it may take a while for investors to have confidence that we're going to be back where we were and better, you know, by the fall of the year.
There you go. Thank you for listening.
All right. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and the workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.